Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of A Moment with Self. I'm Dr. Daniel Sadiq, your host. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist with specialties in EMDR and a doctorate in clinical psychology. I'm also the founder of Wheel of Wellbeing, which is a center for integration of physical, emotional, and mental wellness. In this center, we have created a scientific sanctuary for healing of mind, body, and spirit. We are located in West Los Angeles, and I have the privilege of working with some of the best integrative healthcare providers in this area. For more information on the center and reviewing the credentials and the accomplishments of our amazing practitioners in the fields of psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, acupuncture, art therapy, massage therapy, nutrition, childhood development, and many other educational seminars and classes along with holistic approaches to well-being, please visit wheelofwellbeing.com. Well, this internet radio program is also aligned with my whole personal philosophy of well-being. And in this week's program, I have invited a very unique individual who has integrated Eastern and Western therapies, and he has proven very successful at improving the health of his patients while he's been reducing their suffering for a range of serious health challenges, just like osteoporosis, respiratory ailments, heart disease, and many more. My esteemed guest is Dr. Steven Steitler. He is a licensed homeopath, naturopath, and acupuncturist whose healing therapies for more than 35 years have helped many patients to overcome their individual health challenges. Unlike the traditional Western medicine, which specializes in my belief, just like sick care, which is fighting disease, rather than healthcare, which is improving the immune function, Dr. Steitler's approach has been improving immune function and boosting vitality in order to prevent sickness. He uses an empirical approach that combines natural therapies to work in tandem with Western medicine for faster recovery and better outcomes. Dr. Steitler's journey to health and healing has been through many, many disciplines, and the list of them is so long and unbelievable. I may just share some of them with you. He began in the early 70s with his interest in Western herbology. That led him to the study of Eastern medicine. He graduated with a degree from the Oriental Healing Arts Institute in 82. And then throughout the 80s, Dr. Steitler attained degrees and certificates in different Eastern philosophies and therapies, which included both Korean and Japanese medicines, in addition to a degree that he obtained in kinesiology. In the 90s, Dr. Steitler focused his studies on holistic practices of naturopathy and homeopathy. And then by combining all of these with his expertise in integrated practices, he also discovered the Korean hand energetic, which was a totally different approach to what he had practiced in traditional Chinese acupuncture. In this practice, he didn't need the needles and he didn't have to insert them in the meridian system of the body. He was amazed at the effectiveness of the hand technique, and eventually he started combining more of these philosophies together, and eventually he was able to practice it and teach it to other practitioners as well. Well, in this new millennium, Dr. Steitler has continued to advance his studies and has begun to instruct many more people, and he regularly lectures for students and alternative medicine and Western MDs, helping surgeons, oncologists, endocrinologists, and general practitioners to learn how to integrate natural therapies and alternative diagnosis techniques within their practices. As I said, the list of Dr. Steitler's degrees and accomplishments are very long and extensive, And instead of going through this list, I allow Dr. Steidler talk about them himself. And let's together welcome Dr. Steidler to a moment with self. Hello, Dr. Steidler. Do you hear us?
Hi, Daniel. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for spending this time with us. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to this hour to learn about so many different approaches that you have brought together in your practice.
Where do I begin with you?
Well, you know what? I think the best question would be that, you know, you've been promoting throughout your practices a very unique way of bringing prevention and healthcare. So how can this be done in a successful way with low cost for patients? How have you been able to put this together in an effective way and not costing our patients so many dollars in getting different practitioners to work on them?
Well, it's a great question, and it really ranges all the way back to over 30 years ago when I studied acupuncture in mainland China, in Beijing. And at the time, it was a very socialized system. And if a person became ill, they could get a pass to go to their acupuncturist and get a treatment every day for 2 weeks, every single day. And I saw amazing results. This was very difficult to try and duplicate here in the United States because of our market economy. Over there, it was a socialized system and it was all paid for. Over here, it's a whole different story. So it always basically became a limited situation where I might treat somebody once a week, twice a week if I'm fortunate, because of cost factors. When I finally came across the Korean acupuncture system, which is done entirely on the hand, and in this case, performed entirely with powerful magnets instead of needles, the light bulb went off. I could understand how I could begin to have my patients get treatments every day, and in this case, I would show them how to do it, and it's so easy to learn that within a few moments, they were treating themselves, and then following my guidance with very specific areas to treat, they would do this every day at home.
So instead, they're not depending on you then. You're teaching them what to do, and they can go ahead and do this for the time that you require them at home.
That's correct.
Wow.
In fact, the true meaning of the word doctor, docere, means to teach. It doesn't necessarily mean to treat the body, but it means to teach the person how to be healthy. And that's what this was all about, is what can I do that's going to have more impact than I could possibly have done with my needle treatments, and yet very inexpensive to the patient. So it's a very simple system to work with, to learn. It doesn't require 4 years of college in an acupuncture school to do this. It does require guidance in terms of this is where I think you should use these magnets, but once they follow the instructions, the results are pretty gratifying.
Great. Let me ask you another question, then I think we're going to get some callers with your permission also. Let me give the number out so if other people want to call us, the number to call in is 909-533-8385. And before I take one of our callers, let me ask you, in my understanding, underneath every symptom of a patient, there is either energetic or cellular or kind of a biochemical activity that's going on. And that causes a physical or mental or emotional instabilities or imbalances. Most of these imbalances, I believe they have been there for a long time before we can really find out and go to a doctor. So what kind of assessments do you use in your model to find these imbalances and pay special attention or personalized attention to them?
Yeah, I call these chronic situations, I call them fixations. It's areas where our bodies retreat to in order to protect ourselves against various forms of stressors, whether it's our diet that's stressing us or our emotional system or the culture we're living in terms of just the mental stress we have, each one of us will adapt in some way in order to protect our very essence. And these will become habituated, and they become what I call the core system or the core reflexes. And
right.
So in terms of how do I assess them, I use a variety of ways because I want to make sure I'm covering everything I can. I do use standard blood chemistry. I use an advanced urinalysis system, which will look at the molecular level of the patient, whereas blood chemistry looks more at the tissue and organ level, more progressed conditions. And I do a lot of oriental evaluation, which is be looking at the tongue, looking at the eyes, the face, taking the pulses, and particularly palpating the abdomen area where these core reflexes are located.
Right.
So I can then pretty much determine where most of the person's problems are originating from. So it's easy to treat the symptoms. It's much more difficult to break the pattern that the symptoms are coming from. And this system I have is quite effective at that. It allows me to get to what I call the core area.
Right.
And as we begin to treat that on a regular basis, it begins to shape and change how our systems respond to stress.
Very interesting. It's very similar to my philosophy in psychotherapy. I call those fixations our defense mechanisms, and then the core reflexes in my vocabulary are the core beliefs. So it's very similar in nature.
Yeah, and I learned these through Japanese masters that I studied with, and my feeling is Japan is where East and West truly meet. They do study all the ancient manuscripts and the from the Chinese, but they also bond it with good biochemical Western analysis of what's going on in the body. So you get really the best of both worlds with this system.
Very good. Let me get one of our listeners online and see if they want to ask a question. Hello, you're online with us. Number 5770-1932. Do you hear us, dear caller? Well, I guess we lost them. So let me just go back. Okay. So what is the advanced acupuncture technique that I have seen in your on your website? And how do you utilize the magnets rather than the needles?
Well, I learned the magnet system from a Korean master some 15, 20 years ago. However, where I've developed it, he used magnets that were, in terms of strength, very, very, very low strength. I use magnets of very, very high strength, and I find the effect is much stronger. They're very small magnets. They fit on a very small part of each finger or hand, on your hand, but they will affect the entire system because there are more neuroreceptors going to the brain from the hands than the entire body put together. So it's a very influential area of the body to use. And everything, no matter what kind of acupuncture technique is being used, must pass through the brain to be interpreted and then responded to. This just bypasses a lot of that, requires no stimulation, such as needle movement or puncture, but yet has the same impact. The difference, really, that's one thing. It's equal to any needle treatment, but the real advantage is that they can be used every day by the patient at home. And that's where it gets much more momentum, much more ability to change some of the deep patterns that hold us to our specific illnesses or symptoms.
So how do you exercise this according to different conditions? So, for example, is there any difference between treating a condition on a digestive system with treating something in the sole of the foot based upon the location that you use the magnet in the hand?
Exactly. They'll be on a different location of the hand, just as if we were treating the foot or the stomach. In fact, there is on the hand what we call correspondence points. Every part of the body has a correspondence area or point on the hand. So if someone comes to me with a sore shoulder, there's a shoulder area. If they come with a sore ankle, there's an ankle area. If they've got nausea, I can treat for the stomach. How I treat is what I'll be teaching at that seminar. The first day of that seminar will basically be how to treat common ailments that we see every day in our homes, in our offices. We hurt our shoulder. We have some diarrhea from something we ate. We've got some nausea or a headache. These things can be treated very effectively with this system. It reduces our need for medical drugs and reduces our need to run to the doctor for every single little pain that we might have.
Right. Let me announce it to our listeners who may not know. We have the privilege of having Dr. Steidler at the Wheel of Wellbeing for 2 days seminar in July, and he's going to tell us a little bit more today about these 2 day seminar and how each day goes by and what's going on. I understand there are 45 treatments that you're talking about. That's amazing. How, what kind of treatments, if you may give us some examples, and what do you mean by 45 treatments?
Well, what the attendees will receive, first of all, is the means to find any point on the body that correlates with their condition. I'll teach them how to find them on the hand. A quick example is the palm of the hand treats the front part of the body. The back of the hand treats the back of the body. There are areas on specific fingers for each of your joints, such as your elbows and your wrists. These I'll teach very simply. And then I'll also provide them with a seminar manual, and I'll even email them these 45 treatments. They will be diagrams of the hands and where to place the magnets for very specific conditions, migraines, menstrual cramps, low back pain, upper back pain, nausea, dizziness, anxiety, depression, insomnia. All of these and more will be included as part of that first day, so that by the time they go home, they'll have a means, a toolkit. They'll actually be sent home with a stack of the magnets, the type of tape I use to anchor them to the hand, the treatments, and they'll be able to help themselves, their friends, their family through a lot of different common ailments. So that's day one. Day two, we're going to start talking to those deeper areas that you and I like to specialize on, Daniel, which are the core areas, the fixations or these core reflexes. These areas that our systems automatically retreat to and over time habituate to, that hold us in our patterns. Once we can begin to clear those and neutralize those, many of these symptoms that keep coming chronically day after day begin to break. We begin to become freed up or liberated from them. Mm-hmm. And that's really what my purpose is here, is to show people how to cultivate their health, not having to come in to see me every day, but with a little bit of guidance from me, they can go out and begin to treat themselves on a lot of different levels that will improve their overall health and well-being.
That's so empowering.
This is what it's really about for me. After being in practice for over 35 years, symptoms are not what I'm really here for. To me, I'm here to help people to free themselves up. And we have, all of us, have these various patterns, these core reflexes within us.
The healing is inside of us, only if we can find it and just connect with it and let it just take over.
That's right. My function is to help people get to neutralize these patterns so that they can begin to look around and within themselves or outside and see things literally from a different point of view. I was reading an interesting article not long ago about how people with multiple personalities may have a tumor with one personality, and they can instantly shift to a different personality that's involuntary on their part, but the tumor literally disappears.
Mm.
Or with that different personality, the tumor disappears and some other illness appears.
That's right.
Very much a consciousness aspect to all we have, and the purpose of these treatments is to help people sort of release that so they can begin to look at their own consciousness and become freer of what we call illness.
That's absolutely right. And how I hear you, in my vocabulary, I hear fear to be as one of the biggest enemies of our health, you know, because that fear, just that conscious worry about something, creates more of a problem or symptoms than anything else. What do you think about that?
This is very true. In fact, the Chinese make a distinction between fear and worry and where it affects our body. They were very much involved with the somatizing, the physicalizing of our emotions and which organ systems were involved with them and where it might affect you. And worry, to the Chinese, was an abstract nature. It's not something that's real. It's something that people are pondering. What if this happens? What if that happens? Did I cover all my angles? What if I didn't? Things that aren't real but begin to affect our system. Whereas fear, as they saw it, was something real. There was a snake.
There was somebody
with a knife.
That's right.
There's a time for all of those feelings, but when we get habituated to them, they begin to affect very specific organ systems.
That's right. So the worries are more of a mind game and just perception, and then the fear is how it materializes in the body, in different organs, different parts, and it starts getting us into all different kind of physical symptoms or conditions.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Let me try to think of the caller one more time again, if you don't mind. Hold on 1 second. Do you hear us? I have a caller online. Your number is 770-1932. Do you have a question for Dr. Steitler? You are online. You have been holding to ask a question?
I never knew. I clocked in.
Okay.
I haven't pushed any number on your keypad. I've just been listening.
Oh, you just want to listen online?
Yes.
That's fine. So we let you listen. If you don't have any questions, I thought you might have a question.
Not at this point. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. So, Dr. Steitler, who is this workshop for? Who should take it? I understand that you're offering it to empower everyone, but who would you encourage to take this opportunity and come forward?
Well, in the past, I've taught mainly to doctors, practitioners that were acupuncturists, doctors of osteopathy, chiropractors, medical doctors. But at this point, it limits the ability of this to really extend out and reach the public at large because it would have to go through their hands only. This is really for anyone. It is so easy to learn that it can be used by anyone who's never, ever done anything or studied anything about this thing called acupuncture. There won't be any needles, and there won't be any point names to locate or to understand anything like that. Everything's going to be set out and very simply delineated so it's easy to use. At the same time, this has been the most effective form of acupuncture methodology I've ever encountered, and so I'm actually reaching out to all the licensed practitioners as well because they're going to learn a new system that can be an adjunct to what they already do, or if they really pursue it, they'll be like me. And that is, I've not used needles in my practice for 15 years. So I'm so happy with the results I get from this. So it's really just for anyone. But I want to encourage people not to think that if there's other doctors there, it's going to be some stuffy seminar that's going to be talking about some weird philosophy. This is going to be very practical stuff that involves all the Oriental medical philosophy, but it's been put into a 21st century modality using these magnets rather than needles, using the hands instead of the body. It's almost like computers, how big they used to be 50 years ago, and they keep getting smaller and smaller, yet more powerful and more powerful. In a sense, that's what this is like. I found a way to make it very powerful and very easy so that literally anyone who wants to could use these. With just a very little bit of practice, they can be treating a lot of their friends and family and their colleagues. I recently taught a seminar in Hawaii, and there were 25 lay people and two professionals. And the professionals and lay people all got, they both loved it, and they're incorporating into their lives. This is what this is about to me. It's not just practitioners incorporating it into their practice, but just like practicing yoga or practicing Tai Chi or any other form of exercise, the more you use it, the better you get. This is designed to be used on a daily basis by people. Part
mm-hmm.
of the seminar will be about health cultivation. What points could you use on a regular basis, not because you're ill, but because you want to get healthier and healthier? There's even treatments I'll provide for that too.
Well, it sounds so interesting to myself, you know, because as I'm hearing you, if we can work with anxiety or depression or obsessions or worries or fears in another way beside the lines of psychotherapy, that would at the same time help the patient on a more electromagnetic field way, I think that would be a valuable tool to anybody in my profession as well.
Oh, it will, and it does not conflict with any drugs that might be prescribed for a patient. There's nothing like that taking place. It's very safe. There's no puncturing of the skin. It's very, very easy. It's a wonderful adjunct to any professional, and it's a wonderful primary way to treat for anybody who doesn't have a professional modality.
But there's a big question for me, Dr. Steitler. You know, we come from a Western culture of medicine, and most of our physiologists or clinicians are not really open to alternative or adjunct therapies somehow. At least that's mostly my understanding. Then when we're talking about using such a amazing or deep, old, ancient system, how would a patient of yours will go back to the physician and then justify using this? What do you recommend how this communication is made between you and the primary caretakers?
Well, first of all, a primary practitioner is going to be conservative because they don't want to use anything that they don't understand, and particularly if it's something such as herbs, which have a pharmacological nature to them. But looking at little magnets on the skin, there's nothing that they can say might be a big issue in terms of inhibiting any work they're doing with the patient. The real difference is going to be when they go back to the doctor and say, you know, doctor, since I've been using these, my arthritis is better. You know, doctor, since I've been using these magnets, my headaches have really improved. And that's pretty hard to deny. So it won't be difficult to, it won't conflict with anything the doctors are doing, so they shouldn't get much resistance from the doctor. The doctor won't exactly embrace it in the beginning because they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But once they see that the patients are improving from this, they're going to start to open up and become a little bit more broad-minded.
So is there any literature on this science or on this methodology?
Yeah, if people were to go onto Google, they could type in Korean hand therapy,
mm-hmm.
and there are lots of studies on treating arthritis or treating headaches or treating injuries and things like this that have been done.
Mm-hmm.
That's one place they could start.
That's great. So that means that they will not be you know, stopping taking any medication that they're taking, that doesn't mean that they stop their regular practice, or does it?
They don't have to stop anything. My goal is to get them healthy enough where they don't need those medications anymore, and they can go to their doctor and negotiate with them in terms of how to reduce the dosage or eliminate the dosage appropriately. So they can begin using these points right away. So someone might be taking Celebrex for arthritis or some other anti-inflammatory, and at the same time using these magnets for their arthritic pain, and we'll probably see a noticeable improvement. Used on a regular basis, particularly eliminating the core issues that are beneath it, which is the second day training, basically they might have be free of their symptoms. And when you get to that point, they can begin to talk to their doctors about whether they still need those medications or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So why hasn't this been catching on? We don't hear so much more about these, and more people are not practicing it. What has stopped the growth of such an amazing field?
Well, it's fixations once again, Daniel. It's opinions. It's where we are. When I first heard about this hand system, I was using needles on the body like conventional acupuncturist. I went to a seminar to investigate it, and I had hurt my back, and conventional acupuncture was helping a bit, but not complete. And I, when the doctor said, "Is anyone here in any pain?" I raised my hand, and he treated me with a couple of magnets on my hands, and within about 30 seconds, all the pain was gone. At that point, it got my attention, and I began to study with this gentleman in a two-year training program. And over the course of that, I began to integrate these magnet hand treatments into my regular conventional treatments that I did. So I was doing both needles and the magnets. And by the time the two-year training period was over, I was sold on the effect and haven't used needles since. So it's really... it's breaking through old patterns, old traditions. I spent years getting very good with my needle treatment, so I wasn't about to let go of it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, as I began to see how effective this is. This is just a new way of treating with the same acupuncture traditions and principles. And some people are a little more open to it, and others aren't, but there's more and more doctors coming to it all the time. In Japan, Korea, and China, it's very, very popular these days.
Can you share some specific case studies of one or two of your patients that you have seen how effective this is and the results that you have achieved?
Oh, my. Well, in examples, I treat a lot of patients who have cancer. I give a lot of what I call integrative support to their system while they go through conventional cancer therapy. One patient I have has a tumor that's too large to be treated with either chemo or radiation, and it's pressing on her heart, and it's pressing a little bit on the upper lobe of her left lung. And she'll come in some occasionally, and she's has difficult breathing, literally as if something is squeezing her lungs. And I can locate and treat points on the hand only with the magnets, and generally within 20 to 30 seconds, she's breathing pretty close to normal. She's now doing this herself at home and not having much in the way of breathing difficulties whatsoever. That's just one example. I routinely treat people with nausea or what we call chemo brain, which is this poor thinking, poor cognitive ability that comes from chemotherapy. And this treatment's very, very effective. Something else I treat them for is what's known as myelosuppression, which is the weakening of the bone marrow, so they become very anemic. I have treatment for anemia that's part of the 45 treatments that I hand out. Another one is one for osteoporosis, ways to help using the energy of the body stimulate proper bone growth. This happens very commonly in my chemotherapy patients as well. So there's a variety of ways I use this. The way I look at it, there's nothing I can't help with this system. I might have to use other modalities with it on occasion, such as homeopathy or herbs, but this can be used for just about any condition and will help them.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your other specialties and how do you use them in conjunction with this hand therapy?
Well, I also have studied extensively both classical and clinical homeopathy and herbology and nutrition. And so I tend to put together a series of supports to my patient. One of them is proper diet. Another is what I call proper nutrition, and that is usually in the form of a very nutrient-dense smoothie that people take on a regular basis. And between that and a good diet, we're beginning to build a good, firm foundation where they're getting stronger from what they eat rather than weaker. I take out the inflammatory foods and make a kind of a streamlined diet that works pretty well. Then, if they've got very specific symptoms or specific weaknesses in the system, which I will analyze this through blood chemistry, urine chemistry, and my palpation analysis of the body. For example, they may have inflammation of the liver. I've got specific herbs that will neutralize and heal an inflamed liver. That might be layered on top of the diet work that I do. And then deeper acting for the core level, I often give homeopathic remedies because they work on a very deep, subtle level of the energy only, areas where we hold a lot of these patterns. So I can use those right alongside my treatments, the hand magnet treatments, to sort of integrate together. And I have a way to integrate them, which is using these palpation techniques to see whether the herbs will work on the same system that, or the homeopathic remedies, that the magnets will. That way they're working in conjunction as opposed to opposing each other.
Is the palpation technique something like kinesiology?
No, it's not muscle testing. This will actually be pressing onto the abdomen, and I'll teach people on the second day how to do this, mm-hmm. and they'll actually feel asymmetry of the tissue. They might feel a tightness, a tension, little granulated material. The patient might be in pain as you press there, and depending on if they're precise where this is, it gives us definition to what is causing it. There's mm-hmm. a specific point for the autonomic nervous system, one for emotions, there's one for circulation in the body, for malabsorption of the gut. There's going to be several of these I'll go over in a very specific hierarchy to make it simple and very repeatable.
Very interesting. You mentioned that you had worked with people with arthritis as well. So that sounds like a lot of people can benefit. I know so many people who are at different ages are suffering from arthritis or, you know, similar inflammatory conditions. How effective do you find this technique on arthritis?
Well, it's very effective. Day one will teach how to treat the specific symptoms. For example, you have arthritis in your left wrist, on the outside of your wrist. I'll show you exactly where to find that on your hand so you can treat it. And generally, this will be demonstrated repeatedly at the seminar, people with pain will get better almost instantly when the point is put in the right spot. And it's gentle, easy, it's painless, it's wonderful. And again, that when they take the magnet off, if we haven't really addressed some of the core issues that are behind it, below it, then that pain will gradually start to come back again. So we'll actually, in the second day, learn how to treat these core reflexes, these patterns of imbalance that keep repeating our conditions over and over again. As we treat both at the symptom level and this core level, we can sometimes break that pattern and true healing really begins, in which the symptoms don't return.
Well, I noticed that you have limited the size of the class to 30 people. Is there any specific reason for that?
The only reason is so that I can get around to everybody and make sure that they're understanding how to palpate, I can see how they're working, that they can, how to apply the magnets, how to find the points. I want to be there for every person in the seminar during that two-day seminar. And once it gets beyond 30, it gets harder and harder to do that. I want everybody to have a chance to work with me.
So would you please just give more detail on the date and the registration and how they can go about getting to this class?
Yeah, the dates will be the 21st and 22nd of July at the center. And they can reach Tara Gold.
Is there a website that they can go for registration? Or
yeah,
a phone number that they can call?
One moment, I'll have to call it up. I'm prepared for that, but I'll get it in just a moment here for you.
No problem. So I'm really so excited, and I would definitely participate myself. This sounds a very thorough way of looking into underlying physiological issues rather than just dealing with the symptoms, dealing with the core, as you called it, core responses, right? You had
that's correct.
The core reflexes. And I guess that is something so valuable if we can just find out what these core reflexes are and work directly on them. That becomes such a great personal value.
And particularly since the patient can work on themselves, they're not going to be dependent on seeing me to get the work done. I'll give the guidance. But they'll do the work, and they'll do most of it, 95% of it will be done by them at home. This keeps the price down and keeps the progress going.
That's great.
I'm just waiting for my phone to boot up, and I can give you that phone number.
That's fine. So are there any other people who are teaching this in Los Angeles, or are you the only person who's teaching this technique?
There's no one teaching it at the level I do, which is combining both this Korean hand system with the Japanese palpation techniques and blending it with both ancient Oriental and modern Western terminology so they can understand this, from both sides of the ocean, you might say. There's really no one else who's put it together in this particular fashion.
Wow. And are you authorized to give any kind of credits for these classes, or are there any certificates that you can issue to practitioners?
We've registered with Sacramento, so we're going to be getting 12 continuing education units for those who are the licensed practitioners who will be attending.
Mm-hmm.
The number where people can call, this is the number for the producer who is organizing seminars, Tara Gold, T-E-R-R-A, last name is Gold, like G-O-L-D, and the phone number is 310-804-2926. And I'll also get up her email address here. She can help everybody with the registration. Email address is Tara, T-E-R-R-A, the word green, like the color green, and then gold, like the metal gold. Tara Green Gold at gmail.com. Tara will be happy to register.
And the good news is that your class is posted in the calendar of events on wheelofwellbeing.com as well. So if they have any difficulty finding it, they can go to wheelofwellbeing.com, go on the calendar of events, and all the information about the class is there, and they can contact the center to get more information as well.
And thank you for that, Daniel.
Sure, my pleasure. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we say goodbye to our listeners?
Well, just that this is really, truly a way to help break through old health patterns. It helps you to treat any first aid emergency type of things that come up in your home, whether it's, you know, nausea or fever or colds or flus. I've got treatments for all of this. So it's something that's very, very useful. And that's good, you might say, for the person who's who is not a licensed practitioner. But truly, the second part is what we're all looking for, whether we are just a layperson or a licensed practitioner who's attending the seminar, to be able to reach deep into the core to treat the adrenal system or the autonomic nervous system or the emotional system or the glucose metabolism system or the hormonal system. All of these will be addressed in the second day and very effective. And as these get balanced out, many of our other symptoms improve and sometimes completely disappear. And the other great advantage of this is going to minimize your need to see your acupuncturist or your medical doctor, because you can do most of the work at home. So it's really, for what you're going to be getting in this, it's a magnificent, easy system and very, very effective. I truly hope that you'll consider coming to the seminar.
Well, me personally, I would definitely be there. I'm so excited to understand and learn more about this. And I can use it on myself and hopefully with some of my patients who can, get more help. Let me ask you what I just remembered. I see a lot of clients, patients who are suffering from IBS. Have you worked with anybody on this technique with IBS?
IBS is very, very easily treated with the system. Now, it may involve a few other support systems, such as altering the diet, perhaps some herbs that are going to heal the wall of the intestine. But to get the symptoms minimized quickly and to begin to look at why they have it, would it not make sense to know why a person has IBS as opposed to the symptoms? This could be coming from a nervous system imbalance, an emotional system imbalance, poor stomach activity. It could be something in the intestines. It could be an inflammatory problem such as allergy or an infection. All these can be easily assessed. That's what I teach on day two. So, yes, IBS is very easily treated with this.
Great. Thank you for the information that you shared with our listeners. And I'm sure whoever who's listening to this program will be really interested to learn more about it and hopefully participate in the seminar, the two-day seminar. Do you have the cost of this for our listeners?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. But Tara Gold will help with all of that.
Great. Good. So we hope to have you again on this program in other occasions. And thank you so much for taking the time and sharing this information with us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Great. Have a wonderful evening.
Good night.